Hello, it's Friday, 14th of June, the year of our Lord, 2024. Liberty Tactics is back after a week off. A couple of us went on a holiday. We've recharged, and a couple of us are ready to, well, we're all ready to go. Poor Christine's been very ill, and thank you to everybody who saw my message and sent prayers to Christine. It worked. She felt better that afternoon after having 3 days in bed. Catherine's been run off her feet, busy. Christine's been having a holiday like myself. We're now back. Here we are. And we're going to start, as always, with Kate Watch. Oh my goodness. So the royal family, they were over in Normandy. I went through for D-Day. I went through the Getty images to see if I could see any lurkings of Rose Hanbury because William was there, and obviously she's now been brought into Camilla's court. As regards to where the hell is Kate, all sorts of different stories have been coming out over this last week. There were stories that she'd been in America for certain treatment. There even came out a story that we covered probably back in February, where there were reports going around that Carol Middleton had been in a car accident, which seems that story's resurfaced. And people who messaged me, I kind of put, I showed them the article. This happened years ago. This is clickbait. William's still maintaining that Kate's doing very well. That's all he really says. But today, it's official. Kate Middleton will attend Trooping of the Colour in her first public appearance in 6 months. She's expected to ride in a horse-drawn carriage and appear on the Buckingham Palace balcony as part of King Charles's birthday parade. She will attend Trooping of the Colour tomorrow, making her first public appearance since announcing her cancer diagnosis and her official outing since Christmas. Well, we know that she hasn't been seen since Christmas. We all know that that video was AI. It was somebody else sitting there with Kate's face. We know that. We're not stupid. But we have to remember deep fakes. And they are also doing, I think, is it holograms? They stand in this little box. Then you can go into a box or something, and you can be pretending that you're somewhere else, or that you're in the same room or something. They have all these things. It's going to be interesting. We're going to have to watch it live and be zooming in. Who knows? We did have that video of the Pope who suddenly vanished. When he was standing on the balcony, which was very odd. So we know all this technology works. Let's hope she's alive, but we'll have to wait and see till tomorrow. That's the end of Kate Watch. I'd love the girls' views on this. Catherine, what do you think?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the Pope, the other hologram, when you said about the holograms, then I haven't seen one for a while, but I do remember that specific one when he was up on the balcony. And he literally just disappeared, didn't he? It was like he was there 1 second and then boom, he was gone. It was obviously a hologram. So they'd be, and how long ago was that, would you say? That's probably about 6 years ago, is it?
What,
It
is it,
was
oh, I don't
several
know.
years
Years
ago.
ago.
Yeah. So they've been doing this for a while. But yeah, we'll have to see, won't we? It'd be interesting because you know that people are going to be all over it, don't you? You know, tomorrow people are going to be looking for anything, you know, dodgy or, you know, if it's photoshopped or whatever else. So, yeah, it'd be very interesting to see what happens. I do hope she is alive.
And the story, I mean, was there still that note that she passed to Derren Brown, the magician? Didn't she?
I know.
Chrissy, what are
Thank
your
you.
thoughts? Sorry, love. Go on, Kat. What?
Oh, right.
No, it's all right.
So,
Keep on.
yeah, so I saw that her mother hasn't been seen either, is she, Carol? Is that
All the two
correct? Is she?
children, or the only the children, Charlotte and Louis haven't been seen. George was seen with Rose Hanbury's son, and Rose Hanbury's son was carrying Charles's train in when his robe train when they went to St Paul's Cathedral for some big event, and that would usually be the job of George. So it's going to be interesting. Christine, what do you think? What are you thinking? Because you've got into this whole dig deeping with the royals. What do you think on this? Do you think it's going to be her?
Oh, no, not a chance. You know what I think. I don't think she's with us. I don't think she's been with us for a long time. Personally, that's my own personal opinion. I think if she is still here, she is incapacitated. She has no way to communicate. I really think that they are covering something up. It's very obvious. And they're doing a terrible job of it. And the more they try, the worse it gets. But it, you know, it's kind of turned into a comedy, a tragic comedy, but a comedy nonetheless. It's really quite funny watching the royals trip over themselves daily. Like every day they feel they have to come out with something. When I've said from really the beginning, it would be best if they would just stop.
I think there's been a battle between Kensington Palace and Buckingham Palace. And I know that they had a new media person go into Kensington Palace who's probably taken the reins on this and isn't doing a very good job. So that's the end of Kate Watch tonight. We will keep an eager eye out. If anyone is in London is going to go to that event, try and zoom in and get a picture. We would love to see it. That's the end of Kate Watch. Catherine, what you got?
Me or Christy?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we're going with Christy. Sorry, love. Jumping ahead of myself.
Yes, hi. So I wanted to talk about Sam. He's a guy from England who was distributing stickers and apparently stuck some on lampposts and he distributed them to what we like to call maybe the Truthers Movement. And he was actually convicted in February of, they said that he was convicted for distributing racial stickers with the intention of stirring up racial hatred. So they said that no crime was actually committed, but they said his intentions, that he had intentions to commit it. So they built a profile on him by looking through hundreds and thousands, apparently, of his texts and anything that, you know, he posted. And they cherry-picked four of his texts and they actually sent him to prison this year in February. They gave him 2 years sentence for it. And so they basically put him into prison for the intention of racial hatred, which people will have to look into this a bit further because some of the stickers, I mean, it was sort of the opposite to Black Lives Matter, that type of thing, but, you know, I won't go into it too much. People will have to look into it. But he's been in prison now for a few months and Sam has young children with his wife, Laura. And she's recently had a baby. So she'd been taking the children into the prison to see him. And obviously phone calls and letters and everything. But he's been moved from Leeds to Hull. And now they're saying that there's a problem with child protection issues to do with his racist attitude. So they've put a PPRC on him. And they've, even though they said no crime was committed, they said because the intentions, now they're getting social services involved and stuff. So they're saying it was a thought crime. And because of Sam's ideology, they could be a safeguarding risk to his children. So he's been seeing them for about 3 months. And now his wife, who's got, I think she's got 3 children, is set, she's allowed to speak to him, but she's not allowed to send any pictures of the children. She's not allowed to send letters from her children.
So she's not even allowed to say her name, their names, is she?
No, she can't even mention her own children to him because they're saying that he might pose the risk to the children, a safeguarding risk because of written information. And so it, it's being covered on UK Column. So I just thought I'd mention it because I think that Laura is facing a really difficult time ahead, because they seem to be, for whatever reason now, they seem to be sort of, it's looking a little bit malicious towards her and him and the family, because, you know, to not even be able to mention their own children is quite scary, quite frightening.
Yeah, I know what they're doing. They're making an example out of that family. That's what they're doing, and none of that of what they've done there is legal. You do have to have intent, but there has to be a crime committed initially, though, for the intent to be there. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't work the other way around. It's ridiculous. So what they're doing is creating a mountain out of a molehill here, thought crime. So we're back to George Orwell's 1984 then, right?
Yes.
This is really serious, actually, and very, very dangerous. What Boris Bryan saying on it, Chris? I'm guessing
they are supporting, you know, Sam and Laura. They've done a couple of interviews with them before, but obviously they've just done one recently, which caught my attention because, I mean, I think a lot of people were quite shocked that he went to prison for 2 years anyway. I know, yeah, I think she was pregnant while he
over stickers. Over stickers.
Over stickers. And out of hundreds and thousands of messages, they found four that they said that could be, you know, racial. You know, I think one was a jokey one about Hitler, but I mean, you know, I mean, you can go through anybody's phone, and if you want to find something, I'm sorry, but people send funny.
Of course, you will. You can
find. They've done it on purpose to go through all of his messages like that to put out four. They've done it on purpose to set him up.
But then, Kat,
go on.
What concerns me is this goes to court with social services, secret courts, and everything.
Yeah,
they've got babies, they've got three kids, young'uns. We've got to get this secret courts, come on, God,
yeah,
get this out of our country. Okay. This is just awful.
This is so wrong on so many levels. If you take the way they censor and shadow ban all of us on Facebook and how they go back for years and years and years so that they can find something to give us a strike on, it's the exact same thing. We're all being affected. This is not one person. This is everyone worldwide.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why we do what we do. This is why we do what we do.
That's why it is concerning, because this could be any of us. This could be anybody who speaks out or does something that they don't like and they find something on. I mean, they basically ruined his life for a couple of years, and now they're getting involved with Laura and the children. They're going to, they mean, potentially.
You know, they disgust me.
They're after the kids.
They really do. These people are foul, right? They really are lost souls. Like, the people who can do this knowingly, knowing that somebody is completely innocent of any of this, because regardless of what he did say, it doesn't even matter. It's called free speech, right?
That's
the fact that they're taking it away from us like that, and then going that extra step to try and destroy the rest of his family by taking those children is absolutely disgusting beyond words. It really is. It's an example. That's what they're doing, I'm telling you, so that they will escalate it. So it's like saying, if you speak out, they're coming for your kids too. And justice is not done in the dark. The family court, we know that the court system, the judicial system as a whole is corrupt, but at least in criminal court, it's open court. In family court, it's a closed court. Right? How on earth can justice be done in that closed court? And that's why they get away with it. And that's why it's so dangerous and quite frightening, especially for that man. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Her husband's in prison, so she hasn't got the support of him. They know that. And they're using even men as a twisted up to take her children away. And that it's not happening. We have to do something.
It would be great if someone, you know, like yourselves or Kimberly could maybe contact Nora, because I feel that she's going to need some advice and support, because I don't think she's really, to be honest, I'm wondering if she's really grasping how serious, once they get involved, it can become. It can spiral, can't it?
Yeah. The only advice she's given at the minute, because I know it sounds terrible, but I got that many cases, and I know, Kim, I was really difficult, right, to take on cases, but, you know, that's the whole point of us doing the advocacy, so that people can advocate for themselves and other people. However, there are certain things she does need to do, and would probably be good if she could just have this information, is obviously record. She's going to have to record everything. But she can give something to the social workers and CAFCAS and whoever's involved at this stage, which tells them she's recording, because she's completely entitled to do that. Every assessment, every phone call or whatever, she can record that, and not to sign anything. They're the two most important things that she needs to know at this stage. I don't know how... Obviously, I don't know any details of any of it whatsoever, so I don't even know how far into this she is. I don't know how many times social services has been around. I know none of that. So those are she might already know that. I don't know. She might already be doing this.
I think she probably would have. If she's dealing with Brian, Brian will be on it. And Brian's going to come on. Brian's going to come on next week. I'll get him on. But... You know, this is the day.
Brian has been dealing with social services for years. He'll know how to.
Exactly.
And if he's reporting on it, then he's probably helped. Do you know what I mean? There'll be some.
Absolutely.
There will be, definitely.
The thing is, what you don't want to do when she's got young kids, you can't go too hard in, because she's going to be terrified, and she'll be like, well, I know I would be. You know, if I didn't think, you know, if I had three very young children, like a baby as well, and that someone came to me and said, look, social services, and they're going to come to get, you'd be absolutely manic and a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So there's got to be some delicacy with a very young mum to, you know, a couple of months old babies. So it's got to be handled. But she's in safe hands.
She definitely is. If Brian's, you know, reporting on it, like you say, Chris, then she, you know, he's taken an interest in it. And he's worked, I don't know how many times through them, haven't he, Lou? So, you know, she is in safe hands. She is in safe hands. But it's just the whole situation is just bizarre, isn't it? You know, they really are sort of pushing us down on that thought crime, this hate crime. Because you're right, we go through any single one of our profiles, pull out all sorts of stuff. Do you know what I mean? And say, this is hateful.
It's like that film, Minority Report, thought crime.
Yeah.
So let's get on with the next story. We've linked the whole interview that was done recently on the UK column with all the show notes, as always, on libertytactics.co.uk. Kat, what have you got, my love?
Oh, I just wanted to just make something a little bit clear for people, because... I've had a little bit of a spat with somebody on Facebook. She found my page and she took offence, basically got triggered and started calling me a Nazi and a cultist and a death slave and all this sort of stuff, right? Simply because I was trying to help people. And some people will know what I'm on about here and some people won't. I can't go into the nitty gritty of it because it would just take me too long. But, you know, I fought for my house starving 9 years ago, and I lost it 7 years ago. So I kept them off my back for 2 years. But anyway... Before we found all the fraud, we had found Baron David Ward's affidavit of truth, right? And basically what it is it's a very, very long document. And we all know, right, we all know that the courts are corrupt. We all know that they're corporations. We all know that all police are corporations. We know this, right? And it's all documented in this affidavit of truth, right? Which is a statement of truth, in effect, right? So... Anyway, to cut the long story short, people were using this even back then, and I saw it, and it's an impressive document, and I'm not saying that everything in that document is untrue. It's not. It's actually true, but because we live in a corrupt system, it doesn't work, right? So what happened in my case, and others at the time, is we tried to use this statement of fact about not getting involved with the court system and just sort of, you know, because a summons is an invitation, I know that as well. But when you're fighting for certain things, right, it doesn't matter. They're so powerful. They're so corrupt. They're not going to give a shit about what you do. They're coming after you, right? So for example, I used it for my house at first. Then I had to go on with the Ford, and that's another long story, right? But when we did use that statement and put it into the court after we had the summons for a possession order, right? So basically what it's saying is you don't get involved and you don't play in those courts. The acts and statutes of the legal system don't apply to you because you are the living man and whatever else, right? So we put our statement in, and they did a summary judgment in our absence and sent a possession order out. It was at that point that we got a subject access request and actually found proper fraud, where they literally chucked Darren's paperwork away, forged loads of signatures. And we were fortunate enough to take a private criminal prosecute in the end, right, and get it out of the civil courts. But they just laughed at you. They laughed at us in the civil courts for that, right? It doesn't stop them from doing what they're doing. Now, at the time when we were looking at it, we were on this group with other people who were, you know, fighting the same battle with the mortgages, you know, mortgage fraud and whatever else as well. And a couple of other people did it, right, at the same time. Now, we lost, they came round, smashed through, and they stole our house in 2017 anyway, even though we had the other fraud as well, right? But the other people who did this at the same time only used David Baron Ward's affidavit statement of truth. They didn't have anything else, so they weren't able to take anything else in the criminal. They were just fighting on that argument alone, or trying to, by not going to court and saying, you've got no standing, you're just a corporation, you've got no more jurisdiction than McDonald's, blah, 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 blah. So my house went, no, sorry, there was one of the women's houses went first. They came and kicked her, you know, got her out. Then they obviously got us out. Then they got another girl out. I won't give you any of their names. And then 2 years later, the guy who wrote the actual affidavit, and he's died now. He died a few years ago, God rest his soul. I'm not taking anything away from him, like I say, right? But even him, they came around and kicked his door in and took his house off him. So even his own affidavit didn't work, right? It didn't work because it's a corrupt system. So basically, cut a long story short, right? Since then, so this was 10 years ago for me, right? So I've been into all, and obviously learned a lot since then. Do you know what I mean? I've lost a lot because of it, but I learned a lot as well. Darren mostly on at least the legal and lawful side of it. So anyway, that carried on, and people were like, use it. And I could see it. I've been seeing it in the last couple of years, and people were like, you need to use this document for everything. It's solid, it's bulletproof. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. And I know that because I got personal experience with it. And so I know others who did, and he even lost his own house, the guy who wrote it. So we know that it doesn't work in that. It might work for little things like a parking ticket or something like that, but you're playing a different ball game when you're going in for a mortgage or social services. So anyway, I was walking through the dining room the other day, and Darren was listening to a Richard Bobes video, and there was a lady on there, and she was basically talking about this affidavit. Anyway, I wasn't even slating her, you know, I didn't say any, I did a status about it, and this is where she jumped on. Somebody obviously told her, and she really went on the attack, because I was discredited, basically. But what really, you know, sort of stunned me is the very top comment was by somebody saying, because it sounds amazing, right? It sounds really like, yeah, it was bulletproof enough for me to actually go for my mortgage with it. So I know how good it is, right? But it doesn't work. Anyway, somebody at the top had written, everyone who's going through social services and had their children taken off them or are having their children taken off them need to use this. And that sent a lightning bolt straight up my spine. I was like, I've got to do a status. I have got to do a status because I know I deal with social services on a daily basis. And I know full well, you try calling that stuff with social services, it's an easy, they just make it so much easier for them to come and take your kids. They're just going to call you mentally ill and take them anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I did that status just, you know, as a gentle thing, just as a warning to people. If you use this for social services and mortgages, number one, they will kick your door in and they'll take either your kids or your house, right? And like I say, the biggest point of this whole thing is that it didn't work for the man who wrote it. So when this woman was on the attack with me, calling me a cultist and a Nazi and all this and whatever, and she just went nuts on me, you know, and apparently I didn't do it properly and whatever. She said, you have to know what you're doing and you have to articulate it properly. Okay, so the man who actually wrote it didn't know what he was doing then, did he? Or couldn't articulate it properly because they booted his door in too. And when people think they've sort of succeeded as well, when they haven't heard off them for a couple of years, let me tell you now, right? I know exactly how it works because it works for me. They used to do it all the time. They go quiet for a little while, right? You think you've won, you go quiet, and then all of a sudden it's boom, 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 boom from all of these different organizations, courts, everything getting involved, right? They do twist you up. So if they haven't called you yet, they will. They're dealing with you in the background. And like I say, right, some people are not going to know what the hell I'm on about. Some people are going to know exactly what I'm on about. Like, I can't go into the detail of the affidavit because that's too long. But my point is this. Guys, if people tell you to use that affidavit, don't just go, as good as it might look and as bulletproof as it might look and whatever, and impressive as it might look, do not attempt to use that for social services. If you want to use it on your mortgaged home, do it. Fine. Go and do it. See what happens. Come back in a couple of years when you haven't got your house anymore. Do you know what I mean? Because like I say, it happened to all of us at the same time. So what I was saying to this girl was, even though she was screaming and shouting at me and calling me everything under the sun, I said, if you can show me the documentation and prove categorically that that works within, I said, don't care about all the other debt. I got rid of my debt years ago. It's easier. You don't even need that affidavit to do that when you know how their financial system works. But when we're talking about social services and mortgages, if you can, because she said to me, thousands of us have got evidence. I went, all right, then give me the evidence. I said, you don't have to give me any names or any addresses. I don't need any personal details. You can redact all that. Just send me the documentation that shows me that you've won and they've, you know, there's no case anymore. And she said, she got that triggered. She said, well, show me proof that Jesus exists. And I was like, come on now, that's a non-answer. That's a ridiculous answer. Oh, you massive reflect.
That's terrible.
It's childish, isn't it? She wasn't saying the argument, so she and I was like, that's completely irrelevant to what we're talking about here. Show me the evidence. Or if you, and she went, I'm not giving my details to a complete stranger. I said, well, I have said multiple times, if you redact those names, I said, or give me one or two of the thousands of others you said have claimed to do the same that have won the case using that affidavit with social services or a mortgage. And she didn't bother coming back then. Do you know what I mean? So my point is, there are so many gurus out there, guys, who are sat down telling you to do this, do that. Most of them are living in camper vans or don't even own their own homes. But they're telling you what to do, and you should go and do it. And it's a silver bullet, and you have to follow it to the letter, and blah blah blah. I'm an example of it not working, and so were the other three, and so was the man himself. Like I say, he's died now, and you know he was a great man, and it, you know, I'm not taking any of his work or ethic away from him. It's brilliant that document is, but it doesn't work in a corrupt system. That's what I'm trying to tell people, and people do this all the time. They go so far down, but even with common law and stuff. You get so far into it and then they get stuck. They don't know what to do and it's not working how they think it's going to work.
And then it don't work.
Do you know what I mean? It's too late. So if you want to go and... the reason I got triggered by it, if you want to go and try your house, go for it. Whatever you want to do, right? Whatever. I know what happens. It's fine. But if you're thinking of doing it for social services where these kids are involved, it's a risk you do not want to take. I can tell you that now. It really is a risk you don't want to take. And just, that's all I'm saying on the matter. And I'll leave it there now. But yeah, like I say, it frightened me because it is very inviting, it is very impressive, and you think it's going to work. But when we're talking to you guys, we know social services don't really need that much of an excuse. Do you know what I mean? So if you're giving it to them on a plate by telling them, by not going into court, can you imagine not going up to a family court and saying, just sending in a statement saying they got no power over you, they're just a corporation? Do you think they're just going to go, oh, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Off you go. They're gonna stamp down on you even more.
Exactly, exactly. And that's
We don't have free speech. We don't have a fair justice system. We're excuse my language, Jesus, but we're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not to say, not being a negative Nelly and not saying to not, but in my experience then, right? To, you know, and we've won cases, not all of them, but we have won some cases.
But do you want to gamble with your children? Do you
you don't want to risk it. You've got to box clever and you've got to play them at their own game. As foul as it is and as crap as it is because their system stinks, you've got to play them at their game and get and play it better. And that's all we can do, guys, you know, at the minute, while things are like this, you know. So just as a warning, that's all.
Brilliant. Thank you. Is that all you've got for us?
Oh, the other thing, just quickly, sorry, was just about the Heritage Party.
Oh, yes, we're going to have the candidates on. Yeah, can you just go through the candidates who are running in Wales?
There's actually 35 in England as well, Lou, so I don't know if there's any around by you. But anyway, the six in Wales, we've got Rhiannon Morrissey. She's in Aberavon, Lystig area. We've got Emma Meredith in the Monmouthshire, Abergavenny and Usk area. We've got Joan Ginsburg in, I'm going to say North Wales. I ain't even attempting to say what it is, right? I can't. I called Sean, I don't know his surname, so forgive me on that. His name is Sean. I only very briefly met him last week at a meeting we were at. He's covering Cardiff, and we've got Mike Ford covering Newport, and we've got Nikki Brooks covering my area, which is Torvine. So we got six candidates in this. So we're going to be hopefully having a show with them all. I've already heard back off Rhiannon, and she's definitely up for it. Put a message out to the six of them who wants to come on. I don't want to force anyone on, you know, they're all same thingy, but if they want to come on and speak, brilliant. So hopefully we'll get them all. If not, we'll get a few of them to come on and talk about you know, the Heritage Party manifesto, which was actually the Christian Heritage Party initially, because David Curtin's a Christian, isn't he? So these are the principles, you know, they're the closest we're going to get to moral decency and decency all around, you know. So we're open to have those on. Well, we will have some of them on, guys, next week to hear about, you know, what I know that they've got their recordings and stuff they got to do now for the BBC and S4C, and because that's the thing, see, because they're part of the election now, they've got to give airtime to all of them, as much as the BBC probably don't want to they've got no choice. So this is great, really, isn't
it? Oh, it's fantastic. It's beautiful.
It is. It is. And we came in at the final hour as well. You know, we've all just the closing date was last week. It was like boom, boom, boom.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
None of them want to be politicians, but we've got to start somewhere. So, yes,
exactly.
Heritage Party candidates we will have on next week. And that is it from me tonight, Lou.
Brilliant. Thank you, darling. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to do this to you all. I really am. It's getting worse. So, according to the Ovarian Cancer Action Charity, they have posted up on their social media that anybody with a cervix can get ovarian cancer. Doesn't matter what gender they are. Can someone make that make sense, please?
Doesn't it? It's just ridiculous. Oh, it doesn't matter what gender you are, even though we know only one of them has.
It's just insanity. It is insanity. I have noticed, I'm saying that I haven't been up to Sainsbury's for a couple of weeks, but I've seen no pride. Didn't see any pride. I saw it at the airport in Tenerife, some pride flag somewhere. But I haven't actually seen any nonsense. What about you guys?
It's bad in Wales.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
Bad in Wales. It is everywhere. Yeah. We've had Pride just up the road. It was actually on the day of my dad's memorial. So that was
weeks ago.
And it was there was one up in the park, not far from me, up in Pontypool Park. Oh, five drag queens there. This was a day event. This was like from like 11 or 12 till 7 or 8. I saw the photos then after, and it just triggered me. Look, I'm like, what are you doing? And there were men there with their leathers and whatever on. I mean, not quite as in your face, but you know, looking like the YMCA type of thingy. Do you know what I mean? It was just like,
well, I posted up a reel and I put it on Facebook and in the Facebook page of California somewhere. They were doing a pride festival somewhere in California, and on one of them WKTD or whatever, and they had a gay guy in the studio, and the presenters asked him, so what's your favorite bit being about it? He goes, I just love getting out there and seeing the kids.
I saw that last week. It's shocking, isn't it? Actually, I posted that on. So I was in a bit of a debate with somebody who said I was being hateful and whatever because I called it Demon Month and I'm hateful and this, that, and the other. So I that exact clip that you had posted, I posted on that thread, and she had answered me saying, I don't want to see that, blah, 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 blah. You're hateful and whatever. And I'm like, but I'm showing you. I'm giving you evidence for what I'm saying out of the horse's mouth, and you've chosen to ignore it. Honestly, I think our biggest problem dodgy adults.
Yeah, well, I saw it yesterday and I just filmed it on my phone because I just couldn't believe that that would come. Like, just telling you as it is, and he's not even, whatever. He doesn't even see anything wrong in it. It's crazy. Okay, now you're all going to need your sick bags here. Kosovo. The streets were lined. And there were chants from children. They kept chanting this man's name as they are about to unveil a statue dedicated to this man. It's being opened on Blair Boulevard, named after their hero. Yep, I'm talking about the murderer, Tony Blair. Tony Blair has been in Kosovo, unveiling a statue of himself with apparently adoring chants coming from little children as they waited excitedly to see him.
Right. First of all, those kids haven't got a clue who Tony Blair is. Not a clue. So the reason they're doing it is because the adults around them have told them to do it. Oh, that's all. Do you know what I mean?
It's just pure insanity. Pure insanity. So, yeah, that's kind of my news. Now, I was going to bring the Hunter Biden stuff up. Obviously, he has been charged. He hasn't been charged with the drugs. He hasn't been charged with the young underage children that are in these photographs. He's been charged on a gun crime. Now, this could be a distraction to take, you know, because Trump's doing it and look, well, you know, they're going to do the right thing, whatever. But we were told for years that those photos were fake. The Hunter laptop was Russian disinformation. I called the BBC on October the 20th after G News put out all the information and all the photographs. Photographs where there is Melania Obama with her backside while Hunter Biden is pulling her hair next to a credit card covered in some white substance with Melania Obama's name across it. Underage kids. Lady Gaga walking half naked behind Hunter Biden with a crack pipe hanging out of her mouth. There was no mention of it. So we're going to do a bit more because obviously we were on the Hunter Biden thing from the beginning. So we will do a standalone show on that. So my story is going to lead into all of Christine's.
That actually was perfect.
Well, I'll bring in my Diddy. I'll do my Diddy so, and then it'll be over to you.
Well, can I go with my Hunter first?
Oh, yes, please do.
Okay. So I have shared a Dan Bongino video in the show notes where he warns this Hunter Biden trial is not what you think it was. And this is very important that everyone understands what this really is. I think most people see the majority of it, but it really puts a nice bow on, and it fulfills a lot of the prophecies even that we've talked about and heard regarding Hunter Biden. So Dan Bongino warned that they have sat on this case since 2018. This is Operation Protect Obama. That's what this is about. Hunter was offered a sweetheart deal. The whistleblowers came out, and then Merrick Garland appointed the special counsel. They're trying to put like Trump versus Biden, right? They're trying to act like, since we're getting close to the election, that our justice system is righteous all of a sudden. So yeah, Trump got convicted on 34 fake felonies, and they're not. I mean, that whole thing is so whatever. But okay. So now President, if you can call him that, Poopy Pants, has come out and said that he is not going to pardon Hunter. Oh my goodness. Again, so righteous. So justice must really be working in America. That's the message they're trying to send. What they have not told you is that on September 5th, there is a tax FARA case with Hunter Biden, because it implicates Obama and Biden as foreign agent under the Foreign Agent Registration Act. They were lobbying Obama via Biden, and the foreign governments are messing with the U.S. elections. Catherine Herridge has been all over this for years, so make sure you're following her. And Hunter is a lobbyist, and they didn't disclose it. They want that case to go away. So if they can build this one up and make it look like, wow, they've really done something, then when it comes September, they're going to try to just slide all that under the rug like nothing ever happened. That's a huge case. The FAR case, that's taken down Obama and Biden and everyone associated. That's the end. That's the end game for them.
I want them to stand. I don't care about, yeah, obviously I care, but all the other crimes, the ones that need to be exposed is what they have done to children.
Amen.
That is what needs to be. They need to stand and be looked upon. And that, man, oh, Catherine, Christie, Catherine, you first. Any thoughts on Hunter Biden?
Well, he's just a filthy, I was going to swear then. But you know, yeah. I mean, it all needs to come out. You know, we've seen the evidence for it. Like, it's just mad that people have said, how long ago was the laptop? 4 years?
It came out in 2020. The pictures came out on October the 19th, 2020.
It was 2020, was it? So we're talking nearly 4 years ago.
Yeah.
4 years ago, and it's taken this long. And they're clear. I remember seeing them as well. I remember seeing the Malia Obama one and whatever, and also face with a crack pipe. I remember seeing them, and it's so clear. Why does it take this long to get these bastards? Do you know what I mean? Like,
but he's not even being charged. The fact is, he's not even being charged for that. That's not even being mentioned. I am fed up with child abuse and paedophilia being covered up by other crimes. There is no worse crime. Like, pedos get next to no time. They go out, they're sending...
Exactly.
Well, you know, you've got this guy up in Derby who was putting stickers out, and he's 2 years. And that reminded me of Robert Greene. Do you know what I mean? What he did with Holly Gregg and how he went to prison for handing out leaflets. But I'm sick to death of the cover-up. I'm sick to death of them not discussing the children. People, we don't know how the public will cope. What do you think those kids are coping with?
Exactly.
Like, how dare you say stuff like that? Yeah. That's why I get so mad with people. No, I don't want to talk about it. It's too dark. Too dark. How dare you say that?
I know. I agree. You know, we're completely on the same page as that, love, because I get it a lot as well. I actually don't anymore, because I think people know. It's up to here, and I got my hand waving above my head. I'm up to you with that shit now. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to hear it, because it's just...
There's no excuse.
Like that. I understand. Yeah, of course it's dark. It's not easy for us either.
We're not going through it. We're not going through it. What, the innocent little kids?
No. We have to talk about it. And
we
it
do.
Really winds me up when people do that. I don't want to. It's affecting my vibe.
I know. But you've got to get mad. There's times when you've got to start rolling those sleeves up, put on that armor, and say, we ain't having this no more. Not.
You know what? That's it. Exactly. And we have to do it. We have to remember that this is where I struggle the most, y'all. Because we have so many faces burned into our memories, and we've seen so much.
Yeah.
And it's really hard, because the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Okay. So this is, nothing can happen in the physical until it happens in the spirit first.
Yeah.
So we have to go to war for these babies in the spirit, in prayer. We have to plead the blood of Jesus over them. We've got to get these babies protected. And that is our number one thing. You have to learn how to pray and how to be effective with your prayer. And you can battle in the spirit. You can make a difference. We, each one of us, because I think that was when I first woke up, I felt so helpless, to, I wanted to do something right now.
Yeah.
And it's overwhelming, but sincerely, the power of prayer, especially as we unite, you know, under one God, there is one God, and that is Jesus Christ. And when we unite under him and we raise our voices for this in unity, I'm telling you, we will, not we can, we will change this. We will turn this around. We do win.
This is we are living in the most biblical times now. And
yes,
really, everyone, you need to get your Old Testament out. Look at the book of Jonah. Look at the book of Esther.
I tell you what I watched the other day. Sorry if it's just going off a little bit, but you might be interested in it. Somebody had tagged me. It was like a 2.5 video on Ron Wyatt's discovery.
Isn't it amazing? I posted it. I sent it to you months ago and told you to watch it. It is unbelievable. And he really got put down because he was a Seventh-day Adventist. But, you know, it's amazing. I've posted it.
I mean,
it
what he discovered is inarguable, isn't it? You know,
at Sodom, undisputable.
And the Red Sea and Noah's Ark and all of these things.
And where they found those wheels, which were covered with corals.
Yeah, in the Red Sea. And they were exactly like the chariot wheels. You know, it blew me away. I watched it in
a I sent that to you ages ago.
Oh, I just missed it at the time. I missed it at the time. But yeah, I watched it. It was from last year. I know, 2022, I think.
So good. So good. Yeah.
Brilliant. So sorry to go off the point.
Right, well, I'm going to move on. So, it's still horrible people. Diddy. Right, I'm trying to get my head around this next thing here. So, Suge Knight, obviously linked, big feud with Diddy, big producer with Tupac. He's in jail, he's 28-year sentence. He has a weekly podcast. I don't know how that works, but he has a weekly podcast. He's in jail, 28 years. Has a weekly podcast called Collect Call. And he basically blew the whistle. Well, he said that everybody within Diddy's staff and everything knew he was feeding stuff to the feds. Everybody knew it. He was a fed. And they were letting him get away with it for so long. They knew what he was doing. He was feeding information about people. So what just struck me is like, how can you be doing a week? I mean, I wonder if he's getting like royalties from it, like the YouTube income. How does that work? No?
I don't know how that would work.
Is he just sitting in jail, just doing sitting on Facebook like we do?
It depends on whether he's in jail or he's in prison.
Well, he's got a 28-year sentence for murder.
Yeah, it depends on where he is. Because, some of their our jails are like, you know, they have gyms. They have all kinds of things.
To produce a video, like to actually go like and do a live weekly podcast.
All you have to have is a cell phone or a computer. They've got those. They have libraries with computers they can go use. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So anyway,
prisons are like resorts.
And some aren't. Some are the opposite. Right. So Diddy, I don't know how many cases there are now for sexual abuse now. I think I've lost count. I think we're probably around the 8 mark. He has been spotted out and about in LA. walking around, happy days. But Christine, what have you got? You've got some really, you did a deep dive.
Well, yeah, I did. And that's interesting that you brought up Suge Knight, because I was watching Jamal and he was watching Tisa Tales. So it was kind of funny. I'll credit them both. But they were talking about Diddy and how Diddy, Tupac, Suge Knight, and Foxy Brown and Keith D are all connected. So basically, if you remember, Tupac was killed in Las Vegas in a drive-by shooting September 7th, 1996. Well, the feds are doubling down and now say that Keith D ID'd Diddy as the person who put a $1 million hit on Tupac and Suge Knight in 1994. He paid $1 million to Shine and said he told Keith D that he wanted Tupac and Suge done and put $1 million bounty on their heads. This is when the East Coast, West Coast mafia gang thing was going on between the Bloods and the Crips, and New York Magazine confirmed all that.
Sorry, Christine, so, the Bloods and the Crips. I love your hip-hop slang, the Bloods and the Crips.
I was just giggling. I had a massive
The Bloods and the Crips. And when I was in junior high, the Bloods and the Crips, it was two rival gangs, like East Coast, West Coast. And it was two gangs. It was like a mafia thing, though, for real. I mean, these were like street. It was crazy. Yeah. Yeah. There were drive-by shootings, all that stuff was happening in here in the 80s. I mean, it was nuts. So, but that was the beginning of hip-hop and, well, not the beginning of hip-hop. It was the beginning of rap, which is totally different, as you well know. But anyway, this introduces us to Foxy Brown. And Foxy Brown is going to be the star witness. She knows all of them from way back, because she was 15 years old when Jay-Z picked her up and he was 27. So Diddy's done. He's done, y'all. And I think this is so funny, just the timing. You've got so much coming out. I mean, like, everybody is coming out and the connections are being made. And you know they're getting scared because they arrested Jag. And she came out and day one did an interview and dropped more truth bombs and kept going. And I'm like, hey.
So yeah, they picked it was over a rental car or something, wasn't it? Jag, you were right. And I mean, she's been spinning the beat for years.
It was over like a Penske truck or something. But yeah.
Crazy.
So crazy.
Well, that's the latest hip hop news with Christine. Hip, hip, hip. Hip, 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 hop, Christine. Come on now, but let's do a bit of prophecy news because this show is going on way too long.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. Okay, here's Amanda Grace. Amanda was talking about Hunter Biden, and she made a really interesting connection. I'm just running back to Hunter for a second. She said, if you spell his name backwards, R-E-T-N-U-H, it means lost soul and taker of children. I'm just going to end it right there. And we will do a prophecy update soon because I have a lot of prophecy. But overall, what I did is I've attached two amazing prophetic videos that I would like everyone to take time to watch. One is with Amanda Grace, where she covers Obama, Garland, the whole thing, how it all ties together. You can see it. It's Jezebel and Jehu in the Bible, but it's that same story. And then she covers HRC, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, the bait and switch.
She mentioned England as well, and how it's really gonna like be just as bad. We're having a major overhaul. It's coming.
Everything. Yeah. She said that they are actually doing a prayer for Trump and his family July 7th at 5 p.m. And let me tell you something special about that. She got a phone call from Eric Trump asking if they would pray for the Trump family on that date specifically. So I would invite all of Europe to stand with us in prayer July 7th at 5 p.m. There will be a live stream on Amanda Grace's channel. And again, we've attached that here. And if we would all just come together in unity in prayer, there's nothing we can't do. Nothing. Nothing is impossible. We serve the God of all creation, of heaven and earth, and nothing is impossible for him. So whatever we come into agreement with, we will have. And I am expecting great things. I am just expecting some major turnarounds. I'm expecting you to see entire nations and governments fall in a day. And we've already seen it. But I think that that was just the precursor. I think it's about to get real. And my understanding is within the next 2 weeks, we could be seeing some major financial changes across the world. So do keep that in mind.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Christy, any thoughts, darling, on tonight's show and any of the stories?
Hi, are you talking to me? Sorry.
Yes, I am, love.
Oh, yeah, it's all fascinating, really interesting. I just love listening to you all. Thank you.
Bless you. Kat?
Yeah, it was a great show, great comeback show. We haven't done one for a while, have we? Lots of different things to be thinking about in there. Yeah, keep your eyes on the kids, guys. And if there's anyone local to us, so obviously Liberty Tactics is all over, but anyone local to me in Wales who, you know, does want to sort of help out a little bit with the Heritage Party, then just give us an email and let us know. And if anyone wants to do any leafleting and canvassing over the next couple of weeks, that would be absolutely amazing. The more of us doing it, the more ground we get covered. So yeah, just a shout out for anyone who may want to help there.
Fantastic. And yeah, Heritage Party, David Curtin, we got to get behind them. They really are. I think that's the only option, to be fair. And we're going to have the girls on, everyone who's standing next week. I also want to mention the Sounds Beautiful Festival. Liberty Tactics is going to be there. We're going to be doing some filming. I'm holding a sit down panel on talking about free speech. How far does it go? And yeah, we're going to be talking about free speech. So that's it. We will be uploading. I did a show with Kimberly before I went on holiday, and I did one with Kat. Check out the one I did with Kim. I released that last night at libertytactics.co.uk. Over the weekend, I will be releasing Kat's video interview, and we will be back with Prophecy Watch and more news and some interviews during the week. We'll get Brian Gerrish on. And we'll have Rhiannon and Joan, the wonderful Joan. So that's it. libertytactics.co.uk. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, we would very much appreciate it. exposingthelie.info. Q Team Awesome on Truth Social and Christy Tucker on Facebook for Christy. And you'll find all of our links up on the website. If you want to get in touch with Kat, it's kat@libertytactics.co.uk, or Lou, or Christine. And we haven't got one for Christy, but we will get one. That's it. Good night, everybody.
Good night. God bless.
Good night, all.
Good night. Thank you.